Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode, 614, excuses, excuses, excuses. If you have any questions, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. So what are we going to be talking about today? Great question. Three ways to prevent excuses. But before we jump into the show, I have two questions for you. One, did you do your homework? Well, if you're listening or watching, you're definitely doing your homework. Now, let's say our morning mantra together. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. Well, Slow Money Blues Nations, it's time to pay the bills. So if you want to find out anything about our amazing sponsors, go to slowmoneyblues.com/sponsors. You'll see linky.com, bignetdomain.com, fastcashoutlet.com, and so many more. So check us out today. Now, do you love winning, getting bonuses, taking challenges, entering contests, and winning giveaways? Of course you do, just like I do. If you want to learn more about what we're going to be giving away on December the 1st, 2023, visit slowmoneyblues.com/win. Today's poll question. Do you make excuses? Yes, no, or sometimes. To participate in today's poll, go to slowmoneyblues.com/poll. Have you ever been part of a team and one person constantly comes up with excuses as to why they cannot accomplish or do something? What makes it even more amazing, they have the time, talent, and training to accomplish it. So what's the real problem? Let's get personal. When a person consistently and persistently makes excuses, I'm convinced they don't want to be accountable, achieve success, or they're simply a freeloader. These are the type of people that live in mediocrity, wonder why they cannot succeed, and soon give up and quit. Good riddance. Now let's jump into the show. Three ways to prevent excuses. Point number one, make a covenant. Well, you might be asking yourself, Doug, what is a covenant? Well, a covenant is nothing more than a pledge or a promise, but to what and to who? Well, primarily, the pledge or the promise should be made to yourself. Each week, I come on the show, and what do we say? Our morning mantra. And the morning mantra begins like this. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. If I told you that many people don't, because what I've discovered in coaching and consulting with people is that oftentimes they want something, but they don't want to commit to it. And part of your covenant, which is a promise or a pledge, is a commitment to do the thing that you said that you want to do. So make a covenant. Point number two, state the covenant. Now, if repetition is the thing that produces this thing called muscle memory, well, how about a covenant is the thing that produces mental memory? And so each and every week that we state this covenant about taking responsibility and accountability for your decision and actions, it reinforces in your mental psyche that guess what? That's what you're going to do. You are not going to blame other people. You're not going to look out the window, but you're going to look in a mirror and you're going to look at that selfie that you took and you're going to say, you know what? I did this and I own it. And guess what? It was my decision and I will be 100% responsible and accountable to myself. Point number three, don't break the covenant. This out of the two points is probably the most difficult and challenging thing to do. Why? Because this is what I've discovered with myself and with my fellow human beings. We lie to ourselves, we lie to our fellow human beings, and if we believe in God, we even lie to Him. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a liar, but what I will tell you is this. I am a covenant breaker, which is why we have to do Points number one, make a covenant. Points number two, state the covenant. But here's a little bonus. What I want you to do is get yourself an inner circle. And your inner circle are going to be those people that walk like you, talk like you, act like you, and want to achieve the same things that you want to achieve, and they will become your accountability partners. Wow. So what do we talk about today? We talked about three ways to prevent excuses. Make a covenant, state the covenant, and don't break the covenant. Okay, what are our main takeaways? If you don't make excuses, you don't have to take excuses. And what is next week's homework? It's super simple. Tune in to next week's episode. Until then, I want you to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. Have an amazing day and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.